Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Anyone around?
Settle in the bed. KG4, PFI.
Man, sleeping the day away. How are you doing today? My name's Donnie on this end.
Yeah, Donnie, my name's Don. D-O-N. Yeah, I'm just sitting here fixing to go jump in the shower there and get ready to do whatever it is my wife tells me to do.
Goodness, you mean you jumped on the radio before doing what your wife told you? You a brave man.
Well, we've been married 65 years. I gave up a long time ago.
Me and my wife were messing with each other, and we were acting like we were getting at each other, and I said, love you. My son said, really? That's all you have to say to get her to be quiet? I said, oh, son, you and your young age have a lot to learn, because that will never work.
Sound like you got some kids in the background.
I got a little one with me. She's whining about something. Give me just a second. There we go. I'm just curious, do you know anybody around the Pickens, South Carolina area that might work on power supplies or maybe have one for sale?
Well, I had one go bad on me, and I took it over to Gary's over in Easley, and I don't know if he ever got it to working or not, but I bought a new one to take the place of the one I'm running now. But anyway, what kind of power supply are you looking for, a small one or one of them super-duper jobs?
One, it works kind of. It's a 30-amp variable power supply. The problem is when I try to modulate through HF or even UHF or VHF, it clicks in and out. I'm not very skilled at electronics when it comes to working on them, nor soldering and stuff like that. So I was just wondering if there's somebody that might have one for sale for a decent price, or if somebody would know someone who works on them. So I'm just throwing it out there.
Get to the swap net on Wednesday night.
Haven't been on the radio in a while. I'm in the process of moving and whatnot, and just a whole bunch of other stuff. Gonna save all the tails out of the school for a later date, but I haven't.
What is that?
This is a central South Carolina address, but I'm near 6 Mile.
Over Piedmont. But Gary, it runs the Wednesday night swap net at 9 o'clock, and he may know somebody, or he may have one on the swap net that's for sale. I don't know, because I hadn't listened to it lately, but you might be able to contact him somewhere in all this mess. I got his phone number.
If you don't think he would be upset if you gave his phone number out, maybe you might want to talk to him and ask. I'd definitely give him a call, or I could just throw out his call sign on the radio. I could definitely try to find somebody who could work on them, and or maybe a cheap one for sale. We'll see how it goes.
It's KI4DOS. Hold on a second. I think I got his number here. PG4PFI for ID. The contact number is area code 864-567-1101. Copy.
On that, 864-567-1101 QSL. Yeah, I'll give a gentleman a call here in just a little bit. So hopefully we can figure something out. Yeah, I was quite bummed because I wanted to do parks on the air, so I took my power supply out and activated my first park, and then went to go a second time, and it just would not let me modulate. It just keeps resetting. It'll just click, 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 click anytime I hit the key up button. So, I don't know. Hopefully it's something simple.
Straighten it out or, you know, find somebody to fix it. But I'm like you. I don't even have, I have a problem putting the coffee in the cup in the morning. I'm just a little bit older than you. I'm running around working it. I'm 85, working on 86.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. You sound like you're doing good for 85 going on 86. I got to ask you, because I like to ask a lot of the older people this question. Where were you when you found out about President Kennedy?
Just got out of the service. That was around 1963 or 64, I think.
Thank you so much from me and on the behalf of my family for your service. And yeah, it was November of 63. I'm curious about that because, you know, situations like that with this younger generation, I just don't see them caring about history like they should. So, but I do, so I like to ask people because I think it's a fascinating thing. You know, like I guess 9/11 would be the question kids would ask my age group about when we get older, but I don't know. But yeah, that's pretty crazy. What branch of service was you in?
Force. I went in 1959 and I got out in 1963, so that kind of tells you how old I am, I guess. But yeah, I was in there. I was a jet engine mechanic, worked on the old B-52 and the B-47 and a few other jet-powered planes that I worked on. But that was, I've always been a tinkerer and like to work on stuff, lawnmowers and stuff like that, but my working on that stuff now is gone. I can't do it as much as I used to.
You got to work on the 47 and the 52. I believe the 47 was kind of like the, I'm trying to think, like the predecessor before the B-52, if I'm correct. And that's a big old bird that you worked on. I bet that was a blast.
47 was the first bomber with swept wings. You know, the wings kind of swept back. It had six engines. They ran General Electric J-47 engines on them. But the B-52 had eight engines on it, and it ran Pratt & Whitney J-57s is what was on it. And but I lost part of my hearing in the service working on those things. You think they're allowed flying over, you ought to be standing right beside of one and it running full bore. It rattled your lungs.
Can only imagine. I bet you had earplugs and earmuffs on and it was still too loud. I mean, I've never got to see one in person, but I've seen videos and stuff about them. I like watching the AC-130s and the A-10 Warthogs. That A-10 Warthog, it's an ugly looking plane, but man, it is an awesome one at that. But man, I couldn't even fathom the sound of a B-52 rolling over. I bet that would put the fear of God in you. I'm just saying.
To be honest with you, that when they're taking off and when they're landing, they're loud, but they're not as loud as some of the other aircraft that I was around. I never did work on this one. It was a B-58 Hustler. Now, you're talking about a loud plane. Good Lord. That thing had a... When it took off, it had the blaze coming out the back of the engines was about 6 or 7 foot, like a pencil point coming out, and it was roaring when it went down the runway.
Full afterburners or full throttle? I'm just curious because I'm sure they had to get quite a bit of power going to get going, which I don't know how big that plane is. I've never heard of it. KQ4BGEID.
KQ4PFIFID. Yeah, it's not a big bomber type plane. It was, they don't even fly them anymore. But they were stationed out of Dallas or Fort Worth, Texas, I think, because I was stationed at one time in Abilene, Texas, and that they would fly and land on our base, but we didn't work on them. They just landed there and refueled and whatever. But it was loud, and it delta wing too. It didn't have wings, you know, that went straight out. It was kind of a delta shape, but it was something else. I just, that's about the loudest thing I ever was around.
I bet that was a sight to see in itself. I mean, I've seen like the Thunderbirds and stuff like that, but I've never got to hear anybody break the sound barrier, which I think would be pretty awesome. I remember hearing a story about them making a prop plane that would supposedly break the sound barrier, but said that the prop was breaking the sound barrier itself and said that they couldn't fly it because it would even hurt the pilots trying to fly it. I can't remember what it was, but I just thought that was pretty neat as well.
I see someone else wanted to get in here. Yeah, I never worked on any, well, I flew on the C-130, which is a cargo plane, flew on that thing while I was in the service, but as a passenger, I didn't fly it. But never did get to fly on the B-47 or the B-52, but I wasn't in no big hurry to get on it anyway. I kind of liked standing on the ground.
That when I was in high school, my sergeant in ROTC, he was a mechanic, aircraft mechanic in the Air Force, and he always said that, what was it he said? He always said something, there's nothing like being on the plane that you worked on up in the air. He said, that makes you nervous.
Always looked at it this way when I was working on the engines. I always tried to do everything as exactly like it ought to be done, because I always felt like if I didn't, something could go wrong with the engine or the plane itself because of something that I'd have done, and it could crash on my house and kill my family. So I always, just about everything that you work on, taking bolts and stuff loose, is all safety wired, and you have to be careful to keep this when you snip off the safety wire and to take something apart. You have to put it, the safety wire, back on, but you got the scrap safety wire, you got to worry about it because you don't want it to get inside the engine and the compressors. It could cause a big problem.
Yeah, I bet it could. Yeah, and I mean, that's probably what you were taught the whole time when working on the aircraft, is to check, double check, and triple check. And I'm sure that's exactly what you did. And like I say, appreciate your service. You know, I've only done very little mechanical work. One of my trucks is an 84 Datsun Nissan, and the motor went bad in it. So I was like, well, I'm going to swap a motor. Funny story. I went and bought a truck and drove it around for about a month and said, Dad, it's got a solid motor. I said, I want to learn how to swap the motor, so let's swap this out. So we put the motor in, drove it twice. Head gasket blew, and I told my dad, I threw a Haynes manual down, and I said, I want you to help me redo the head gasket on this. And my dad told me, he said, I've never went that intricate with mechanical work. I said, neither have I, so we're going to do it the Haynes way. And I said, and if we mess up, it's already not running, so it'll be in the same position as if it was never worked on, so let's try it. And I just remember how meticulous, you know, you got to keep your bolts, you know, in certain orders. That way you don't get them mixed up. And it was definitely a job. And I finally told my dad, I said, now I realize why a mechanic gets paid what he gets paid, because this ain't easy.
Not about that. I did a little work on cars and engines in the past, swapped engines out. But you got to make sure everything's torqued the way it's supposed to be, and everything back like it's supposed to be. But I've enjoyed this, but I'm going to have to get out of here. My wife and I've got to take the kitty cat to the vet this afternoon, and I got to go jump in the shower so I can be pretty when I come out. I always tell my wife I'm going in there and get pretty and beautiful, or handsome, put it that way. Ben, you got a little kid running around there. I got a joke you could tell her. I don't know if it's a he or her, but anyway, asked them what the left eyeball said to the right eyeball.
So, what did it say? I'll have to save that one for my other two boys. My daughter, she'll be too little to understand. So, but I'm definitely intrigued at this question. So what did the left eyeball say to the right?
Something in between us smells.
That's pretty good. I'm definitely going to say that one to my kids. My dad will get a kick out of that as well. And I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation as well. And thank you for letting me pick your brain about all that aircraft stuff and whatnot. But I bid you a 73, and I hope you just as pretty as you could be without being too pretty. You don't want to get all the other women's after you. 73 is my friend. I hope you have a wonderful day. This is KQ4 BGE, and I'll let you tie the ribbon on it. 73.
Alrighty, I enjoyed it too. I hope the rest of your day goes well, and Merry Christmas to you. Our son just retired from Piedmont Natural Gas Company. He's 62 years old, and he's been married 37 years, something like that, but no kids. I told him, I said, boy, I might buy you a book, send you to the library or something you don't know. And they just didn't want any. So I don't have any grandkids, and in fact, I don't have much of a family left. They all passed away, so except my wife and I, and our son, and that's about it. Linda's, my wife's family, still, some of them still alive. All righty. Well, Merry Christmas, and I hope everything goes well for you. This is KG4PFI, and I'm clear.
In that book. Merry Christmas to you as well, 73.